You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. It's David Siegel. As we continue to go through some of the WNBA draft preview, some of the top seniors have come out of the are coming out of the ACC this year, and I am really fortunate to have with me one of the best coaches in women's basketball from the ACC, University of Maryland's Brenda Fries is with me now. Hi, Coach. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, David.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you, one person that I know that you are really not that sorry to see go at this point is Jasmine Thomas of Duke. She's All-American, multi-time All-Conference, and has just been a thorn in everybody in the ACC side for 4 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, obviously know Jasmine extremely well all the way back in the recruiting process. And what a successful career she had at Duke. And, I mean, just a young lady who is extremely driven, very competitive. You talk about, you know, in the classroom as well as on the court, and really has, you know, set the bar in terms of leading the way for her women's basketball team there at Duke. And very athletic, obviously can handle the ball, run a team at the point guard position, but also shows her versatility in the fact that she can, you know, slide and play multiple positions at the point in the two-guard spot, her ability to slash, get to the rim, as well as shoot the three. And then you haven't even talked about her defensive ability, her ability to get steals and really make things very difficult against opponents. I mean, she's just, you know, obviously why she's an All-American.
When you tried to game plan against Duke with her being there, was there a particular facet of her game that concerned you more than anything else? Was it her penetrating or her shooting ability on the offensive side? This is.
You know, I think the biggest weapon for Jasmine is the fact that she can sense when her team needs her to take over a big-time moment. And I think it was, you know, to get your team to understand those in-game moments when she was going to take over. And by saying that, then it was with the weapon of, you know, her three slash into the rim or pull up. I mean, you couldn't stop her. And I think that's what truly defines Jasmine is the fact that as a competitor, she obviously understood those moments, those tight moments within a game when she needed to take over.
And you mentioned her defensive skills, and that's something that I think as she goes forward into the pros, if nothing else, you know, there's always a place on a team for somebody that can stop the other team's best guard.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jasmine's somebody who's you know, obviously both on the ball as well as off the ball, very good defensively. I mean, she can put an extreme amount of pressure on you, the ball handler, making it difficult for you to run your sets on the offensive end, difficult for you to enter the ball into the post. And then when you talk about off the ball, has a really really good sense in terms of when to get through the passing lanes for steals, how to run, you know, off of screens, be out there for the shooters. So, you know, just again, I think her competitiveness and her drive on the defensive end is what separates her.
And if you were to say going forward, what would you think would be a facet of her game that she would need to improve to continue to progress and improve as a player going to the next level?
Well, I think for her, you know, going to the next level, you know, she'll probably have to be defined in terms of a true position, and, you know, not knowing the league well enough, whether that is as a point guard or as a scoring two guard. And I think in those areas, if you're scoring two guard, you have to be able to consistently shoot the three and, you know, be able to maintain it as a point guard, probably do a little bit more in terms of getting the right pass to the right teammate at the right time within the flow of the offense. And, you know, then maybe take away a little bit from her offensive end in terms of being able to set her teammates up. So, you know, those are areas I think as it gets defined for her at the next level where she'll be able to kind of fine tune.